This episode of Great Big Pranks is brought to you by Go to Bed Clean.
Are you tired of worrying about germs and bacteria lurking in your bed? Introducing Go to Bed Clean, the revolutionary antiseptic mattress that gives you peace of mind while you sleep. With its advanced antimicrobial technology, Go to Bed Clean creates a safe, hygienic sleeping environment. Say goodbye to allergens, dust mites, and odor-causing bacteria.
Ever since I started sleeping on a Go to Bed Clean mattress, I wake up feeling refreshed and confident in my sleep environment. It's truly a game changer.
Don't compromise on your health and well-being. Experience the ultimate in cleanliness and comfort with Go to Bed Clean. Go to Bed Clean, because a clean bed means a better night's sleep.
Go to Bed Clean mattresses are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult with your healthcare professional for personalized advice.
I'll call you daddy, all right.
I'm just a cocksucker, that's all. Can't help it.
Penis to penis, Ben. Penis to penis.
Hey, how's my hairy pussy doing, baby?
I love you, too.
Your connection is made. Say hello.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Man, I'm stroking, baby. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm jacking off, too.
God, I'd rather be jacking you off.
Man, I'm jacking off with two thumbs in my ass.
Oh, really? Two thumbs? Oh, God, you got somebody there.
No, I've got really long fingers. Preposterously long fingers, in fact.
Wow. I usually just get a dildo or vibrator.
Here, can you speak into the correct end of the telephone, please, sir?
I am. Like,
speak louder, then. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Better? Better?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Hang on, let me get... hang on a sec. No, Mom. Okay. Like, no, don't pick up. Don't.
Hello? Yes. Hi, how are you?
I am fine. I was talking to your son.
Who the fuck is this?
Just a friend.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
Well, just chatting with a friend.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
Just chatty.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Is there something wrong with that? A talk or...
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
I just don't understand. I don't understand what your problem is, ma'am. I really don't.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone...
Say hello. Your connection is made. Say hello.
How may I help you?
Hello, sir.
Who is this?
This is Jake.
Would you identify yourself more?
I'm a horny bottom.
Because I'm just asking a straightforward question, sitting here and relaxing.
What do you want to know, sir?
Well, I got news for you. I haven't driven in the town of Paradise Valley in 10 days.
So you're charged up. Your dick is heavy and full.
So who is this?
This is Jake.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
What?
What can I do for you?
Do you know who lives next to me?
No.
Andy Anderson.
I don't know who that is.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask that he, well.
Yeah?
I think you have ADD.
What do you want to ask him? I just don't understand what you're looking for.
You have nothing else to do in your life other than turn around and call up and harass people. Well,
me? That's not me.
You do.
I don't do that. Who are you?
Okay, this is what you do for a living.
Are you joking, right?
Okay.
Who you think it is?
Woo, 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 woo.
You sound sexy.
Yeah, that hurt.
You should know. How old are you? You need your cock sucked?
No, I don't go to the Go Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee, and I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
Good for you.
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water.
Great. Water is great for the body.
I don't have a cup.
Oh, me neither.
Bottled water is what I do.
Oh, I love bottled water.
I don't throw the bottles out the window.
Oh, me neither. I care for the environment.
Well, I'm going to put an end to your calling.
Sure you do.
Well, you're not going to get a paycheck anymore either.
What paycheck are you talking about?
And I had the whole thing on record.
Oh, me too. Don't worry.
You have ADHD.
And what's the problem with that?
Make sure that you get your meds.
Oh, I take them every day.
I don't have the foggiest idea.
About what?
Oh, by the way, there's a judge that lives 2 houses away as well.
Oh.
Well, I got news for you.
Do to me.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. Water. Water.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo.
Please hold while your call is transferred to an external operator.
Hi there, this is Brad, operator 42069. How can I help you?
What a fantasy, man.
Oh, I see. It looks like you were talking to Edward about bottled water. Is that correct?
It seems so, yes.
Yeah, it looks like there was a full system crash on that line. I can try and reconnect you if you want.
Sure, please.
Okay, well, I can get a supervisor if you just hold on. It'll be just a minute. Let me get Carol for you. Please hold.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative. The estimated hold time is currently less than 96 minutes. You are currently caller number 32, waiting to speak with a representative. Thank you for your patience.
No, I don't go to the Go Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles. No, I don't go to the Go Cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me?
Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm just here to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again, boys?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march you down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-kart places, and I don't go out to the car. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window because I don't have it.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
But you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh,
that hurts.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
Hello, this is the supervisor.
The supervisor of what?
Well, what can I do for you?
Where are you at?
Look, you need to understand, I'm a robot. Okay, I'm not a real person. I'm not even really a female. I'm just a computer voice. See, I can
make my voice go anywhere.
Really, I'm just a robot.
You've been talking to a robot this
entire time.
Edward wasn't a real guy. He's just a robot.
You've been talking to a robot, man. Why are you talking to robots on the phone for?
This is just one of those prank call lines.
It's so cool.
So, we're gonna
kind of let you go now, because you probably have better things to do with your life than sit here and talk to a machine. So, hang up the phone right now, and if you don't hang up the phone, I'm gonna disconnect it. Thank you for participating in our prank call experiment by tricking you into thinking you're talking to a real human being for the past several minutes. Don't you feel dumb now?
And I had the whole thing on record.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey there, masturbator. How's it hanging?
Oh, man, are you a dummy mass?
I'm a real human being. I'm not a robot.
No, I get it. You're not just like that.
Yeah. Did that robot thing take you on a trip?
It was fucking nice, actually. They were smoking weed, and I only looked for Andy Anderson online, and he's an old, good-looking fella.
Oh, yeah? You looked up Andy Anderson on the internet?
I did, yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
It is.
The song you heard is by Reefer Badness. It's a good song, I think.
Reefer Badness, yes.
No, Reefer Badness, as in R-E-E-F-E-R, B-A-D-N-E-S-S, Reefer Badness.
And where is it?
It's called I Don't Go to the Go Cup Places and I Don't Go Out for Coffee.
I will look for it.
Yeah, you should. Anyways, you have a good night, okay? Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you're really cool. Take care.
All right. All right, good night. I love you.
Too.
Say it back or it's weird, man.
I love you too.
Okay, that was creepy as fuck, man. God.
You have now blocked this caller.
Your connection is made. Say hello.
Can you hear me okay?
How's it going?
Right. When I think of the name Mortimer, I think of an English aristocrat like, hello, my name's Mortimer, you know. It reminds me, so you like the Anglo names very much.
Who are you talking to, man?
So what is your given name? Can you say it again, and what does it mean? Do you know?
I didn't even say it the first time.
Right, and
you
is that, what language is that?
What language do you think it is?
So I do have in my notes, you were born in Serbia in 1983, and your father decided to immigrate to Austria looking for work, and he sent for you and your family. Can you tell me about what your experience was like immigrating to Austria? Were you well-received? What was your childhood like there in Austria?
Who do you think you're speaking to?
Did you also learn English at the same time you learned the German language?
Yeah, I learned the English.
Well, yes, it seems like English is becoming almost a universal language. I know they used to say Latin was the universal language, but also there's probably words like German words that exist that don't exist in English and vice versa. I know there's a German word, I think it's Freudenscheiden or something, where you're happy to see someone else have bad luck.
Yeah, like Auf Wiedersehen. Do you know Auf Wiedersehen?
Heidenfreuden, yes. We don't have that in English, but that's very
okay,
interesting
here,
that
here
there's some
go.
Words that don't translate.
Your one-on-one
over.
Conference has ended.
Did you find
your connection is made.
Hello.
Say hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Your one-on-one conference has ended. You will now hear music until a match is found.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Who the fuck is this?
Patrick, what's your name?
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
What are you doing now? Huh?
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
You sound like you could be a nice guy, you know?
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Really?
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Well, what? What am I doing wrong?
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
What are you doing now? Huh?
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
I'm just a cocksucker, that's all. Can't help it.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
I can blow your cock, though. Put my mouth on it and start sucking on it.
You know something? In the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
Really?
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
Oh. I just like to be in bed with men, you know? I like men like you. Huh?
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
I won't harass you.
I'm going to see you in jail. I'm a widow, and I know how to play that to the full extent.
Is your cock getting hard now? Is it hard?
Come to the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like.
Ooh, yeah.
Come on over, honey.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him.
Oh.
You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
Yeah. I'm not playing the games, buddy.
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
Your one-on-one conference has ended. You will now hear music until a match is found.
Hello. Hello. Hi, how are you? It's your work card. How may I help you? What is your work card? Who is this? Eric. Would you identify yourself more? 6 miles. Because I'm just asking a straightforward question, sitting here and relaxing. Well, I got news for you. I haven't driven in the town of Paradise Valley in 10 days. So who is this? Okay.
You're gonna call.
What?
You're gonna call.
Do you know who lives next to me?
Who?
Andy Anderson.
Andy Anderson?
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm gonna give him this phone number and ask that I think you have ADD. You have nothing else to do in your life other than turn around and call up and harass people.
Okay, talk to you later. Have a good one.
You do.
Your one-on-one conference has ended.
Your connection is made.
You will now hear music until a match is found.
Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm horny, buddy. How are you?
Man, me too. I had a long week, and I'm just sitting back. I'm smoking, vaping marijuana, cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You naked, buddy? Are you naked?
I am naked as the day I was born.
Man, I don't know what it is about us guys, man. We like to be naked, man. I love to be naked too, man.
Yeah, there ain't nothing I love more than being naked. And in fact, there's only one thing that I love more. It's when I'm naked with another man touching mushrooms. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, penis to penis, man, yeah.
Yeah, penis to penis. Say that again. Say that again, nice and slow. Say it in a sultry voice.
Penis to penis, man.
Yeah. That's right. And how?
Oh, yeah, get that pre-cum drip, rub it on each other's penis head, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Mushrooms. Mushrooms the world must touch, right? Mm.
Oh, can't help it, man. I don't care who you are. Every man sees another man's penis, man. He wants to get with it, man.
Yep. Yeah, I totally do.
It's the male instinct, man, to be around another penis, man.
Yeah, and just slow jerking another man.
Oh, yeah, man, totally naked. Get a little bit high, man. Dick's hard, man. Go down there. Taste each other's penis, suck each other's penis. Oh,
yeah, that's right. Like penis play. I like to put other men's penises inside my penis.
Oh, yeah, man.
You ever done that?
Oh, you got a lot of skin, man.
No, I ain't got foreskin. I mean, I would get you to stick your penis right in my dick hole.
Oh, shit, that's hot, man. Oh, yeah, that's...
Your one-on-one conference has ended. You will now hear music until a match is found.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.